listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
We're back, folks, talking with George in Texas. And I was just skimming over a Breitbart article, also reported in Reason magazine, about a criminologist, a professor, I think at Florida State, who has just uncovered a CDC study demonstrating that 2.5 million times a year here in America, somebody just like you, an innocent person owning a gun, does a DGU, a defensive gun use, stopping a crime and defending yourself. This is not reported. And the point being, guns are not costing lives. This is not a slaughter going on with guns as these naive students think that guns are causing vast hordes of people to be murdered. No, guns are saving people's lives in large numbers, and taking the guns away simply ensures that when guns are outlawed, only the outlaws will have guns, and crime will in fact soar. And in those places where guns, there are several little towns across America where the city councils passed an ordinance requiring all citizens to own a gun. and in those places, crime is non-existent, virtually. Where is crime most prevalent in America? Let's see. Chicago, okay? Gun-free zone, basically. Detroit, gun-free zone, basically. Washington, D.C., it's impossible to get a gun permit in Washington, D.C., unless you're a congressman. But D.C. is riddled with crime. So the that's an interesting new and good study. So George in Texas now, the phone is yours on whatever topic you wanted to talk about. Go ahead.
Well, if you want to see what it's like if everybody surrenders their arms and allows the government to have a monopoly of force, I recommended on this show in the past, and that's go on YouTube and see the movie The Czechist. And you see what happens when the people are defenseless against a rogue government that has the guns.
Czechist, that would refer to the Cheka, which was the another name for the KGB or NKVD in Bolshevik Russia.
Yes. You look at England, look at Germany, look at France, you look at Sweden. I remember back in the 1990s, I was lectured by these Europeans about my guns because they were just too sophisticated to own guns and didn't need them anymore. And now you got this population that is not compatible with Western Christian civilization, raping, pillaging, and, trying to change the culture, and these people are disarmed and they have no way to defend themselves. And the government has gone rogue.
Well, both our First and Second Amendments here in America, folks, are wonders. They are wonders. Here in my own county, the current sheriff, has gone in the newspaper with front page articles saying, I want everybody in this county to have a concealed carry permit. And he said, and I grant 98% of those who request. Very few people fail the test with me to get a concealed carry permit. And he was saying this on the basis of being a sheriff, the CLEO, the chief law enforcement officer of my county. And there are many such among the 33,100 counties in America, a lot of patriot sheriffs. They know that an armed citizenry is a safer citizenry, and they know the truth of this aphorism that when life or death is a matter of seconds, the police are only minutes away. He knows that his officers arrive on the scene after it's all over. Go ahead.
You know, before Trump took office, I know we had a lot of Obama trying to bring these refugees from Africa and, you know, in some of these Middle Eastern countries, you know, that were sort of like just not compatible with. You know, if it wasn't for our right to keep and bear arms, we would have rape gangs running around this country, you know, raping. But since we have firearms, they've been contained until we find a way to get them out of here.
That's true. If you are a criminal, look at life from the point of view of a criminal. That's right. Look down the other end of the barrel as a criminal. As you go through a window or a door in somebody's house or you accost somebody, for all you know, they may be armed. That's right.
And that might not end well.
Yeah, not many people like to get shot.
One of the main things the main topic I wanted to call on is, you know, I was sitting there this week, I'm like, who is this coming from? It's not coming from the president, but they're saying the Americans are cutting Russia's visas and all that stuff and this air transport and all that stuff. It's like somebody in our government does not want us getting along with Russia. I find no reason, no reason why we can't have normalized relations with Russia.
Well, yes. And Russia, what is Russia? Russia is the second largest white European nation on earth. Clearly the second largest. We are head and shoulders the largest. And so if you don't want the white race to come together, you don't want the white race to start acting like the family it really is and should be acting as, if you don't want that to happen, the two nations you'd want to pit against each other are Russia and the United States. Now you've got the two largest white populations at each other's throats. And you know, divide and conquer. So I believe that's what's going on, George. I think people who don't like our people, either aliens who are not Europeans, who dislike us for reasons of envy, I would say primarily, and then amongst our own crazy people like this guy Hogg, who just are, you know, self-hating whites, for whatever psychological reason, you know, they've got a problem, and they have a kind of a suicidal or self-destructive masochistic streak. So those people want us white folks to be at odds with each other. And yes, you're right, America. The American people and the Russian people should be like peas in a pod. Also with the German, French, and English, and Italian people. Yes.
Go ahead. You know, the thing is, Americans and Russian people, we're not very much different from each other in a lot of ways. You know,
correct.
We're not much different. We're both nationalist. We're Christian society. We're very rugged people. Russians are very rugged people.
Yes, there was a time. Yeah, they're very rugged and they're very beautiful people too. There were a bunch of nationalists from America.
Beautiful women.
Yes, great minds think alike. Yes, there were a bunch of nationalists from America who actually traveled to Russia some time ago. This is not quite the open door that it was then, but the Russian women are amazingly beautiful. People, you know, reported back from Russia, oh my gosh, you know, just walk down the street, it's wonderful, I'm in heaven. And the deal for us Americans was we were big shots. If we went, I didn't do it, but if you went to Russia as an American, even with a little bit of money, you were a big wheel on the streets of Russia when the communist system had so broken Russia down. That I think it was, I don't remember the exact numbers, but a doctor in Russia at one point was making, you know, like less than starvation money. And so they were desperate. So if you went over there to Russia, you know, you could write your own ticket. That's true. A very beautiful people, very intelligent. They're us. They're just like us. And very hard. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, you know, the thing is, if Trump really wants to meet Putin, instead of meeting him at the White House, I would say just sort of like keep the press at bay. You're not keeping him, like, say, Trump keeping his cards close to him. I would like a back channel with Putin saying, well, announce you're going to go on a trip to Cuba. We'll slip you in through Guantanamo Bay, put you on a transport, fly you to Mar-a-Lago, and sort of have a surprise press conference with him and Putin at Mar-a-Lago,
well,
having a meeting.
Yeah, that's creative thinking, but actually that door is closed to both Trump and Putin. No, they have to be upfront about how they deal with each other. And until this animal, Mueller, goes away, Trump is frozen out. Dana Rohrabacher, congressman from California, he has said that he has absolutely, the Russians have told him, we have absolute physical proof that this WikiLeaks email leak of Hillary Clinton's emails had nothing to do with the Russians. Rohrabacher has said the Russians have this proof, but they can't give it to us. They've offered to give it to me, but I can't accept it, because if I do anything, if I make a phone call to anybody who's Russian, now I'm, you know, instantly Robert Mueller will spring on this. Look, Dana Rohrabacher made a behind-the-scenes phone call to, some Russian, and they talked privately. Oh, my gosh, collusion. So Rohrabacher has said what Mueller and the left has done, they've frozen American-Russian relations. They've immobilized President Trump and Vladimir Putin from doing the things they want to do. But where it really counts, let's look at what just recently happened. What did President Putin do in Syria, and what did President Trump do in Syria? They both were very careful to stay in touch with each other, fully informed each other of where their troops were, what the missile attack against buildings was an attack against buildings only in Syria, strictly related to production of chemicals. They were very careful not to allow a single Russian to be killed, or an American,
or
for that matter, even a Syrian. So that you can see the two men don't want war. They were especially careful to avoid any kind of an incident between American and Russian forces. That's where the heart of Trump is, and that's where the heart of Putin is. We Trump is our man, so we can speak for him. Putin, you know, you just have to cross your fingers. He's not our guy, but our man definitely wants peace. He proved it in Syria. And Kevin, who called earlier from West Virginia, he said if he had his druthers, there would have been no missile strike in Syria. But I think we called it correctly on this show. And I think I'm with him. I don't think I would have made a missile strike either. But we called it correctly. Donald Trump, the peace president, acted like a peace president. His information may have been wrong about Assad actually himself launching a chemical attack. I don't know. I don't know on that. But Trump really made sure he just destroyed pieces of property, as he did in the first missile strike, where he only destroyed surplus and pretty much worthless Russian jets inside of hangars. And notice that these both strikes were made at like 4 a.m. when, you know, people are in bed. They're not in a rocket. They're not in a hangar. They're not at a chemical plant. They're at home, so you're not going to kill anybody. And furthermore, everybody at these locations was informed, hey, a big telephone pole long missile is coming into your facility. You might want to go home. And they did.
You know, well, another thing too is more like I say, he announced that he's going to do a missile strike in Syria days. You know, when on the campaign, when he sat there and said, President Barack Obama said, we're going to bomb Mosul in 2 weeks, Mosul, Iraq. You know, if he was going to really attack, he would use the element of surprise. But
Trump, who has said Obama was a fool and an idiot for telegraphing his punches, when Trump wants to kill somebody, they die. So ISIS died. Trump wanted those guys dead, and they got dead. And we'd probably be a while before we even find out how it happened. Donald Trump just said to his generals, look, beat these guys. Go kill them. And they did. ISIS is basically gone. They lost their territory. They were wiped out in Syria. wiped out in Iraq, wiped out in Mosul. They're over. Obama couldn't do anything with them for, you know, his entire 8 years. They just grew and grew in size. So when Trump wants to wage a pinpoint war, he does it, and the bad guys die. And America is not dragged into a big war. In this case, yes, he telegraphed. Putin put out in the Moscow newspapers, this had to have been released by Putin, there were actual articles that said, we, the Russian government, have been fully informed of where all these strikes are coming in the next few days. We've been told in advance, these articles appeared before the strikes, to calm the Russian people down so that war fever did not, or public panic did not spread. And that's exactly what happened. Well, George, anything else on your mind before we go to Fred in Michigan?
One more thing. It's just like with these Democrats. It's just like one of the biggest mistakes Trump has made is letting these criminals hang around too long. And personally, for Mueller, I would just like give the warning, It's more like a lot of people are saying, Trump is the modern-day Cyrus, who is anointed by the Creator. And here's the thing is, Robert Mueller, don't touch God's anointed. consequences may happen. Not for me, not for many of us, but, unintended consequences will happen if you keep going down that line.
Well, yes, and boy, Trump has really done a great job so far, and that has been the pattern. But the we've got to. I agree with you. Mueller should have been gone long ago. This whole thing, what a train wreck! It's painful to have to go over the details over and over again. But what the heck was Jeff Sessions doing when he recused himself and essentially forfeiting the attorney general position to Rodney the Rat Rodenstein, who is a left-wing ideologue, Alinskyite, who hates Trump, who hates us, and who additionally is one of the criminals at the head of the FBI and the Justice Department in his case, which rules the FBI, one of the people who was in there in the 9/11 cover-up, who was in there in all of the criminality that's been at the top of the FBI, in recent years, including the latest, which is the FISA warrant felony criminality, false FISA warrants signed knowingly, feloniously by Rodney the Rat Rodenstein and submitted to FISA secret court judges. That is an automatic go to jail. If you're caught doing that, you go to jail. And in fact, no one has gone to jail. No one has been disciplined, reprimanded. There are people who've quit. There are people who've been transferred. McCabe actually did get fired. That's the one act. But he was simply fired. He did lose his pension, apparently. That's the sternest action so far. And that was actually by Jeff Sessions. But the this has got to be gotten through. And then this latest raid on the Michael Cohen law offices and home and apartment. Wow, that's a descent into police state action. And let's just cross our fingers that our president can survive that, because what that is, that's an effort to blackmail lots of people close to Donald Trump, around Donald Trump, to get to flip. Michael Cohen's an example. What if Mueller? And in this case, it's now in the hands of the Southern District of New York. It's supposedly not in Mueller's hands, but the Southern District is obviously working hand in glove with Mueller. So it's six of one, half a dozen of the other. What if they can, by threatening Michael Cohen with 30 years in prison, they can get him to lie to a grand jury about some fake, phonied up crime alleged against Donald Trump. And, on and on. This is what the sort of thing they can do. So this has got to be, this has got to be ended so that Donald Trump can actually be our president and have the freedom of action that Viktor Orban has. Go ahead with your final thought, Greg.
The thing is, our attorney-client privilege has been violated for a long time, because I remember when I was being a witness in a federal case and I had to talk to a defense attorney, I had to leave my cell phone outside. I had to you know, in going to this room, had no phone, no nothing.
Yes.
And doing interviews.
Yes, and this is the president's. This is the president's attorney. George, thanks for calling. We're going to go to Fred in Michigan right after this break.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
We're back. Thanks for tuning us in. We lost Fred in Michigan. We still have Dr. Kelly on the line in Northern California. Dr. Kelly, hang on. We'll get to you in a moment. And anybody else that wants to call in, lines have opened up. 800-313-9443. Fred in Michigan, we lost you. If you want to call back in, of course, we'll put you right on. I want to broach something here before I run out of time and forget, as I did on Friday. I forgot to mention, I made a resolution to myself that I'd mention the upcoming conference in every show between now and the American Freedom Party conference that's coming up June 15, 16, and 17. And I want to urge folks, I'm going to try to sell you on coming to this conference right now.
Yeah, you should.
Thanks, Paul. And first, I want to tell you where you can get information. Two websites. One is theamericanfreedomparty.us. Go to that website, the one I tell you about frequently, and you'll see a button there under an illustration of the 5th century Greek sculptor Myron's Discobolus, the discus thrower. Click on that discus thrower and you'll get the information on the conference. Alternatively, you can go to another website And that is the website of the Council of Conservative Citizens. And that URL is conservative-headlines.org. And that's a new website for the Council of Conservative Citizens. You want to update your CFCC website if you have an old one that's discontinued. And at that website, also a very fine website, you'll see the very same link to the Discobolus. Click on that and you'll find out information about this upcoming event that I'm going to sell you on right now. Well, first thing I'll mention is why at both of these websites? Well, because the American Freedom Party, of which I'm a director, is co-sponsoring this event with the Council of Conservative Citizens, of which I'm a member. And one of the remarkable things that we are doing with these two organizations is we are going to do a first in our movement. If you're a member of one organization, you are automatically a member of the other. How do you like them apples? This is the first twofer we've had in our movement. Sign up with the CFCC, you're an American Freedom Party member. Sign up with the AFP, you're a CFCC member. And that even applies to life members. I've had several life members in both organizations call me and say, well, am I a life member in the other one now? Yes, you are. That's pretty cool. In some cases, people will save $500 that way or $1,000. So these two great organizations in our cause are jointly sponsoring this upcoming conference just west of Nashville, Tennessee, at Montgomery Bell State Park. It is a state park with an inn, a hotel right there. I'm the director of the event, so you can get it right from the horse's mouth, anything you want to know, by calling me at 701-317-5317. That's my cell phone right here in my pocket. You can call me anytime with any question on this event or anything else you want to talk about. But I can really fix you up for this event. I can get you. Do you want to meet Dr. Kevin B. McDonald? Is that a dream come true for you? Well, we can make your dream come true. Just show up at this event. Let me know you want to be at Dr. McDonald's table and let's see what I can do. Or how about Dr. Tom Sunek? You've read his books. You thought you'd never meet the man. Here's your chance. How about Dr. Virginia Abernethy, professor emerita of anthropology and psychology at Vanderbilt University right there in Nashville? Hey, you can meet her, finally. How about James Edwards? How about the directors, the chairman of the party and the council? Earl Holt of the Council of Conservative Citizens and William Daniel Johnson, our chairman of the American Freedom Party. You can meet these fine folks. In fact, let me go to the website here. How about if you know, Dr. Adrian Krieg's written, I think, more than 20 books. If you've read his books and thought you'd never meet the man, no, he's going to be right there to spend some time with you. And then we have other excellent speakers as well who will be there. Not a whole bunch of them, because we're not going to crowd it up with too many speakers and not let you have enough time to meet these people and to meet each other. So this is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, June 15, 16, and 17. Right after this break, I'm going to do a little bit more urging, because I'd like to see a bunch of you be there. And it's a great chance, by the way, for our audience to get together. Of course, I'll be there. We'll see you right after this break. Just an
bridge. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Where this song goes. Hey, we're just another brick in the wall. I love two themes that Pink Floyd develops in this song, Roger Waters. Hey, we're just another brick in the wall. And then the other theme is that great shout in the middle of the song. Teacher, leave those kids alone. I love, of course, some of our teachers are great. We don't want them to leave the kids alone. We're talking about the brainwashers, the educationists who do need to leave our kids alone. And tomorrow there's going to be a sit out, a walkout, a stay at home, launched by parents who are keeping their kids at home to protest sex ed, out of control sex ed in our public schools. And it's really... Yeah, it's gotten outrageous, folks. You know, listen, if you're, you know, an older person like myself and you're trying to remember, I think I remember when sex ed came in, when they had the very first sex ed, and it was, oh, a very tame thing. The girls went off in one room and then the boys went off in another room. Everybody very red faced as somebody had to get up in front of the room and explain things that everybody in the room already knew. It was, you know, utterly stupid, even at its bare bones beginning. But listen, folks, that was then. This is now. What they're doing in sex ed now, you got parents out there, you got to get informed. Go online and see what they're exposing your kids to. It transgender stuff, and, you know, it's okay to be this way or that way, and don't you want to experiment? Don't you want to see? Are you sure what you are, really? Don't you want to experiment to find out if maybe you're not really a boy?
Or you're not really? In Canada, a convicted sex offender, the former Jewish Deputy Minister of Education, wrote the sex ed curriculum, which of course advocates for the LGBTQ XYZ lifestyle and is pushing discussions of anal sex down into the kindergarten level. It's madness. And similar things are going on right across North America. The exact details may vary from place to place, but it's appalling. I applaud the protest.
Yes, and folks, another trend that's going, I'm actually running for the school board here in my school district. I have two kids in the school.
Good.
Yeah, and a part of my platform, you know, I'll go in the debate. There's going to be a debate up here and go on TV, and I've already been on the front page of the newspaper. And they've tried to smear me, you know, and so on. It's that I'm a right winger and all this kind of stuff.
Ooh.
And, ooh, yeah,
right bad. Winger. Right winger. My gosh, now if you're a left winger, that'd be okay.
Yeah, so a very left-wing newspaper. They hate me. So I hate them. So anyway, the one of my planks in my platform is to get rid of Common Core. Now, how does this connect with sex ed? Well, local schools, and you know, I'm realizing this, Paul, as I get into this, is that one of our great political pushback areas could be our school boards, our local schools, because fortunately, in the way America was set up, the local schools truly were set up as local schools, entirely funded, operated, run locally by the parents in each of many thousands of small school districts. Unfortunately, some of them were big, but many small school districts. This is an area of potential sovereignty, of resistance, where. But here's where Common Core has worked to defeat that. Every effort to centralize, to reverse this American historic traditional trend, every effort to centralize the education, to make it ruled from Washington, has been in the exact opposite direction. And Common Core is this way. Common Core is a system where some bureaucrats in Washington write the textbooks, approve the textbooks, write the curriculum, and then this is distributed to all the probably tens of thousands of school districts in America to be followed, you know, in lockstep with Washington's orders. And Washington, of course, has the can break your arm by withholding funding. So that's how they work that angle. And Common Core, it applies across the curriculum to everything. And sex ed is no exception. So the same people launching Common Core from Washington would launch a sex ed campaign. They would operate by deception. They make war by means of deception. They don't tell the parents what they're doing. They just do it to your kids. They don't know what's going on.
They take great pains to keep from the parents what's happening.
Yes. So your kids, they think this is normal. And this is the sad part, parents. Of course, your kids, you know, the trusting, wonderful angels that they are, they trust you. So when they're marched into a horrible brainwashing session that you don't even know about, they assume it has mommy and daddy's approval because they packed your lunch and sent you off to this thing. And they don't know that it's not with your approval. So you've got to go in there and see what they're teaching, and you will be shocked. You will be horrified. Anyway, tens of thousands of parents across America and around the world, this has happened. It's in Britain. It's in Australia. I think it's in Canada. Yes, it's in Canada.
Oh, yes, very
the
much.
The sit out
so.
Tomorrow right. Will take place in places in Canada, and it's spreading like wildfire. I'll participate in it here in North Dakota. And this is just a start. It'll happen, you know, all over the place. And we parents, we will say, hey, look, we'll hit them where it hurts, in the pocket. You don't get any money unless my kid's in your classroom and you can mark him as somebody sitting in a warm seat. And that your funding is based on the number of warm seats each day. So we'll cut your funding off this way. And you've now certified, you liberals and leftists in the education establishment, you've certified that school walkouts are okay with you because David Hogg, is that his name? Hogg, whatever, is Master Hogg, I call him. He has now made it okay. If you want to protest the Second Amendment, okay. You can walk out of school and you won't be counted even as absent or tardy or delinquent. Okay. All right. Be careful what you wish for. We'll take you up on that offer. We'll take half a dozen of those. And so that's what we're going to do. We'll have walkouts on abortion. That's going to be okay. We'll have walkouts on for the Second Amendment. Walkouts, and this is an assertion of local authority. Parents, we can take back our local school districts. Run for school board. It's really easy to do, by the way, out there. And the American Freedom Party, we endorse you doing something like this. In most school districts, you can run for the school board by simply going down to the school board headquarters, asking for the candidate sheet. They might hand you two sheets of paper. You fill them in. Takes 5 minutes. Bingo! You're a candidate.
I've run for Board of Education 4 times in my life here, and I won once. And it really is an extremely good entry level into politics, and it's because it's usually non. At least up here, it's non-party. So you can rally your neighbors and others who think like you. You don't have to work through party structures. You do have some power. It's doable. And I think that's important. It's doable. It's not like, well, I'd like to run for president. Well, you know, unless you've got a couple of tens of millions of dollars, forget about it. This is definitely a way to go.
Yes. And we in the American Freedom Party, we're not I'm an American Freedom Party director. My candidacy will be nonpartisan, but we encourage people to run, whether as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, some other party, or the American Freedom Party, or nonpartisan. We just encourage you to run. Run for something.
Yeah, get involved.
Get involved, and don't worry. The press will solve the problem of, who are you affiliated with? They'll let the people know you're a right winger. You don't have to distribute flyers saying I'm a right winger. The press will do that for you. And here's the great news in the Trump era. When the public finds out you're a horrible right winger, guess what? They'll vote for you because of that. And the so that's a little promo there for that, for running for school board and for the sit out tomorrow. You can check that out at hashtag. Oh, I forgot the name. I'll find it for you. Here it is. It's coming up. It's hashtag sex ed sit out. SEXEDSITOUT. Check that out. See if you want to participate in your school district. It's happening everywhere. And then I'll go back to one other thing I didn't quite finish up, and that's our get-together west of Nashville this coming June 15, 16, and 17, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Let me tell you all how easy it is to participate in that. The event itself is $125. So that's your minimum price to get to participate in the event. You don't have to stay over at the hotel. If you live within easy driving distance, come on in, participate in the event. And you can go home. Saturday's the big day. If you want to see all those great speakers and more that I listed, they'll all be on Saturday. It'll be all day from, break of day to the, late at night on Saturday. You can also come Friday and Sunday. We'll be there for half a day Friday afternoon. We'll be there Sunday morning. If you want to stay over at the inn, it's $100 a night to stay out at the State Park Inn, all in one building. It's just beautiful. It's like those hotels and inns that are at places like Yosemite and Yellowstone. It's really nice. All in one building. The food is there. The restaurant's there. The prices are Tennessee prices, not New York or L.A. prices. And the banquet on Saturday night. That's going to be a winner. That's $35. That's all you pay for that. Just call me, 701-317-5317. That's my phone number, and I can set you up. Or go to the websites, theamericanfreedomparty.us or conservative-headlines.org. These two organizations, the CFCC and the AFP, and you can sign up there. You'll see other phone numbers. You can also mail in a check. You'll see addresses there, a bunch of ways that you can get involved with the event. I'm the director, so I can straighten out any confusion you may have. I'll give you my personal pledge. I'll shepherd your participation through the process, so it'll all be a very enjoyable experience for you, even down to I'll help you get seated at the table you want to get seated at. And the let's go to some my caller that's waiting, Dr. Kelly in Northern California, and then later Chris in Las Vegas. So let's go to Dr. Kelly first. You're on the air, Dr. Kelly.
I just want to give my full support on the school walkouts. I'm going to put a big kind of like banner across my balcony and support for the walkouts. Every aunt, uncle, parent, you support your kids in this. You educate your kids and you be there for them. Because when man's law violates God's law, it is our duty to ignore it with impunity. When it comes to abortion, Common Core, Wi-Fi, wireless, cordless laptops, all that crap that's damaging our precious children that none of the elites let their kids use until they're 15 years old. The sex ed gone wild, yep. The GMO, the pesticides, the crap they're putting in the water and the vaccines. Did I miss anything?
Well, now here's Dr. Kelly. Here's an important endorsement. Let me see if I can find it here in my... Here it is. Yes. The American... Thank you for your endorsement of this sex ed sit-out. The American College of Pediatricians has their leader, Dr. Critella, Michelle Critella, MD, president of the American College of Pediatricians, they have endorsed this sex ed sit out. So that's
pretty neat. Here's my credential as a assistant professor for anatomy and physiology in college. I can point out that we did in fact teach the reproductive systems and sections at the very end of the class to avoid the breakouts of Beavis and Butthead and giggling and all that stuff.
Yeah, and they're just going way too young. I mean, when you're talking about, high school kids, some discussion of some things might make some sense. I think none at all, actually. I mean, why should parents not be fully in charge of the sex education of their children? Why is a school needed for that? The school's needed to teach things that are not taught at home, like science and history and so on, or not, subjects, real subjects that will advance the future of the children. But they've gone way early, way young, little kids, they're pushing it all the way down to kindergarten. And that's just criminal. So, and unfortunately the poor teachers, lots of teachers are great people, but the way any bureaucracy is set up, if you're in there, if you're in that bureaucracy and it's been federalized it's been all been put together as a giant octopus, your career and your life, you're like a bug. You have really no independence. So if the establishment, the education establishment is telling you this is what you're to teach, if you teach something significantly different from that, you'll be called into the office and your career will be over. So that's a horrible kind of a political correctness, wouldn't you say, within the educational establishment, Dr. Kelly?
Yeah, that's a totally correct. That's kind of how they've turned it into just a people mill. And so I did my duty, and I called my nephew and said, take your kids out of school tomorrow so I don't have to come down there and turn you over my knee.
Yeah, and then when you run for school board, when you run for school board, as Paul did and as I am doing, we can maybe, this is a doable, achievable goal, Dr. Kelly, is that we make our school boards and our school districts truly independent. So we select which books we want. We, you know, the parents really run the schools and do give the teachers intellectual independence so they can have some different points of view. We want our kids to hear. We don't want them to hear all just left-wing drivel. We'd like to have some right-wing teachers in there and make the schools local and truly independent. This is something that we can achieve. And structurally, right now, they are set up so that that can be achieved. They have not been fully federalized. When you get the funding, though, out of the federal government, look out. Then the control goes immediately to Washington.
Yeah, because there used to be so much more parental involvement, the PTA.
Yes, exactly. Dr. Kelly, thank you very much. Let me see how we're doing here. We've got another segment coming up, and I want to just go to... we'll try to get Chris in after this break. Thanks, Dr. Kelly.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. If I don't want no handout living and don't want a part of anything they're giving, I'm proud and white and I got a song to sing. Well, I've said a few things and I'll admit it. If you want to get ahead, you got to hump and get it. I'm a white boy looking for a place to do my
thing. Hump and get it now. All right. Thanks, Merle. And we're back in business here with our last segment for this Sunday edition of the American Freedom Party Report and the Trump phenomenon. I'm going to take my Trump phenomenon banner for this show here on Republic Broadcasting. I'm going to take that banner with me to the American Renaissance Conference coming up next weekend. I'll be there with a table and promoting the Republic Broadcasting Network and this show and the American Freedom Party and our upcoming conference. By the way, talk about great offers. That front site offer you just heard, John Stadtmiller, the founder of Republic Broadcasting Network. Wow, that's an offer. Talk about a twofer. That's a great one for that $500 contribution, that frontsite.com membership. Go to frontsite.com. And you spell site, S-I-G-H-T, and you'll see what a great offer that is. Let's go to our last caller here, Chris, near Las Vegas. By the way, Front Sight is out there in Las Vegas. Have you ever been to the Front Sight firing range, Chris?
I have not, in fact, been, but I'm looking forward to going when I get my donation into RBN to acquire that special opportunity. However, James, let me reiterate Dr. Kelly's wise comments and other verbiage, and that is resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. In that light, I thought I'd go back to the beginning of your conversation when you were talking about Mitt Romney, the imposter conservative and likely imposter Mormon, who was specially appointed as the destroyer of Bain Capital by Orit Gadeesh. Orit Gadeesh was Miss Hebrew U, number two in Mossad, and she was also summa cum laude at Harvard School of University School of Economics. And so this is a very dark stain on Mitt Romney's name and his family tradition, where he has betrayed the people of Utah. He was the progenitor of Romney Care, which later became Hillary Care, which later became the not sustainable Obamacare that we're all suffering from right now. So he has been.
And George, weren't you pleased? I was shocked. I just found out today that Mitt Romney lost at the Republican convention in Utah. Isn't that encouraging?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you so much,
Dane. Okay, and George, my fault for running you, Chris, for running you into the break here. Maybe you can call back and we'll finish up tomorrow night with your thoughts. As we say goodbye, thank you, Paul. We'll see you all again tomorrow night on the Trump Phenomenon.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.